Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Jimmy.
Morning. Questions?
You guys announced Emeka joining the program yesterday, which is a little rare in terms of a guy graduating early. Why was it the right time for him to make that move?
Well, I mean, that's probably a better question for Emeka. You know, it was his personal choice of, you know, deciding to enter into college early. I think that's a personal decision, just like it's a personal decision when we have players that decide to skip their spring quarter of their high school years and they enroll in January. You know, we had a number of guys do that. You know, we just had Sam Heward, you know, skip the spring season and come in for spring quarter. I think that's always just a personal decision. We don't talk them into it. It's all on them.
Can you give us a little bit of maybe a scouting report and tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, I mean, talented running back. He's really big. He's physical. He sees defenders where they're going to be before they show up, and he breaks tackles and makes guys miss. And now we just got to get him here. He's got to learn our techniques, our schemes. We got to get him in shape, and we'll be very patient with him.
He's another big back, and Javion, and you seem like you're bringing in bigger guys right now. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be one size fits all. We can have different backs. I mean, you guys see, you know, how productive Sean McGrew is and how productive Miles Gaskin was. But we definitely have, you know, some guys on the bigger side. I think across the board, at any position, you want them fast and you want them big. If they're fast and they're a little shorter or, you know, don't have as much weight on, they're probably electric in another way, just like a guy like Sean McGrew. Sean, he's electric side to side. He's electric straight ahead. So we can have guys of different sizes and shapes.
Yeah, obviously, you know, we'll have a year. This is immediately a freshman for him. But is it a plus just being able to ingratiate him early, like you said, get him in meetings, getting him in the weight program? How helpful is that for a guy to kind of get a jump start on that?
It's extremely helpful. And I mean, the earlier the better, you know, the earlier the better for us selfishly. But again, it's a personal decision on the prospect, whether they want to enter into college early or not. But yes, now that Emeka has decided to enroll early, for him to learn all of Coach Saha's strength and conditioning techniques, for him to get indoctrinated into how we do things around here and how we represent the University of Washington, how we go about our schoolwork, how we practice, our schemes, the earlier the better.
You always say that you're an equal opportunity employer, and if you do it in practice, you're going to see playing time. Sean and Kamari got more playing time this past game than they have during the season. Is that because they show something in practice, or can we see a little bit more of a different rotation in that running back room this week?
Yeah, you know, thankfully we have a lot of options there at running back, and you can see one, you can see all four. But definitely Sean and Kamari have done a nice job in practice, really, and they really took a step in special teams. And I mean, especially Sean McGrew. I mean, he was three out of the four phases, was doing excellent job in practice. And then we went out there and he was a starter on all three out of the four phases this last Saturday and did an excellent job, which is going to earn you more playing time. And that's usually the recipe to earn more playing time is dominate on special teams. And obviously you got to know what your role is on offense. And Sean McGrew definitely did that, and so is Kamari.
You mentioned with Boogie how each game he's gotten better and better. How has the evolution of Trent McDuffie been this season? Is he kind of on the same trajectory, just getting better each game?
For sure. I think, yeah, Trent McDuffie's always, he has an upward trajectory. I think the interesting thing with Buki is Buki hasn't been here very long. And so it's like every single day is a brand new day. And there's some new information that he's able to absorb and go, oh, I didn't know that we could do this. I didn't know that if I saw this, I'll be able to react faster and do those sorts of things. And so, you know, I would liken it to, you know, Trent as a true freshman. When Trent was a true freshman and, you know, week by week by week, he was getting better and better and better. It's like Buki is a true freshman and every day is new.
With Mego coming in, that's obviously three consecutive running backs from Texas. And I know you guys have gotten Texas guys with Levi and Aaron Fuller. I'm curious, just in your time here, though, is there more of an emphasis on recruiting that state now, or has it been a pretty steady presence throughout your time?
It's been a pretty steady presence. We definitely, you know, we have, I think, three to four coaches, you know, dedicated to, you know, scouring that area and finding talent. As we all know, it's a state that gets recruited a lot from across the whole country. So it's tough sledding, but we've been able to pull some really good players out of there. And Emeka's one of them. And you just mentioned Levi, and we could go on and on. We've had some really good players. And so that'll continue. It's part of our footprint that we enjoy recruiting. And when we go down there, the prospects see the W and they know the University of Washington is in town.
Jimmy, I know the first couple of games you weren't happy with the performance of the offensive line. It seemed to get better, Arkansas State. With three games now on film, were there any tendencies that you saw or able to pinpoint anything to go, yeah, there's one or two specific things that needed to change?
No, I wouldn't say anything one particular. You know, I think we did a better job of putting our guys in position to be successful. And that's one thing. It starts with coaching. It's not just on the offensive line. We did a better job of putting our guys in position to be able to be successful in the run game and to be able to be successful in the pass game. So I think, you know, those changes really helped our offensive line play well this last Saturday.
And we always talk about, you know, when you're going through camp, guys that have really jumped forward and made improvement. Now that the season has started, is there some guys now that the season has started that really skyrocketed?
Jalen McMillan.
Anything else, guys? Good. Go ahead, Ken.
I'm sure you saw Bruce Barnum down at Portland State, what he did.
My friend actually texted to me, yes. I didn't see the context of it. He sent me a picture of something. I don't know the whole story, so I don't know if I can call. I know Barney very well, but go ahead.
What? Said he was going to buy beer for everybody who attended the game.
Is that okay? Awesome.
Any thoughts?
I love Coach Barnum. I love Coach Barnum. He's awesome. He's an old friend. We were together at Idaho State for a second. Great guy, and wish him the best of luck.
Offer 40,000 beers for Husky fans coming in?
Yeah, I got to check what the prices are in the stadium first, see if I can afford it.
How many beers was it?
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.